Hey, my love, it's your girl, Corey Love, and I'm back with another K-Free Cinema Conversation. As you know, this month, I have been doing Women's Her Story, and so it's all about the females this month. I'm going to make sure that my Instagram people are a part of this live as well. So I'm super excited about tonight. You know, I get excited about every show that I do. But just to remind you, my platform is a positive space for all things like independent film. So if you're new here, thank you for joining. And if you're a returning guest, thanks for rocking with your girl. It means a lot. Your host, Corey Love. That's me. So before I bring on our guest tonight, I'm so excited to have her because I absolutely adore everything that she does. I just wanted to tell you guys about the Queens Underground Film Festival that's happening in Jamaica, New York. I think it's Jamaica, Queens, New York. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it's going to be our Black History Red Carpet Film Festival. It's going to be over 50 short films, whether it's movies, documentaries, music, videos, and different things like that. If you're interested in going, it's too late to submit, but you can definitely go out and support your other filmmakers at queensundergroundfilmfestival.com. Make sure you check it out, and I'm going to share the flyer here with you guys. And just a little quick sneak peek of one of the promo videos.
Babies, you're going to have.
What if the procedure goes wrong?
You cannot be too careful with his kind.
This is not the place you left years ago, Laura.
And how would you know?
Because I live here.
Or you will go fast.
Shut up!
Those creatures out there, they are real. It's not some sick joke.
Till earth and heaven ring. Ring with.
My Uncle Booker was at my parents' house for dinner. He said he might be short on waitresses.
This uncle of yours doesn't own a restaurant.
All right, as you guys can see here, it is happening April 12th and the 13th. That's a Friday and Saturday. Grab your tickets, www.queensundergroundfilmfestival.com. Tickets on sale now. All right, so tonight we are going to be speaking with a mother, rap artist, comedian, director, actress, producer. Those are all the things that I know. There might be some more, but we're going to go ahead and bring in Jazar Riches.
Hello. Yay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank Hello. You so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, before we even get into like the question, where did Jazar Riches come from? That name?
Yeah, because Instagram ratted me out, right? Everybody always thought this was my real name, but it's a stage name. Back when I was in my 20s, I used to be a rap artist, and so it was my stage name. At the time, I thought I was going to have a daughter, and we were going to name our daughter Jazar. I mean, we were going to name her Zaria. And so what I did was I took Jessica and Zaria and blended it and came up with Jazar. And so,
I love that. That's cute. Thank you so much. Well, it stuck. I don't know why they ratted you out, but I really
they ratted me out.
I literally saw your name was Jazar Riches, and then I looked at your Instagram and I was like, oh, that's my name.
Yeah, what? Okay. Really? No, she had a real government name.
The whole thing. Only thing missing is a middle name.
Yeah, no, I got one. Jazar Filthy Riches, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I like that. I definitely like that. If you're not already following Jazar, make sure you follow her on Instagram. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. She has a whole production on her IG, okay? I don't think nobody can compare. Like, from what I've seen. So make sure you guys check her out on Instagram. Now, like I said, you're welcome. Your whole page is like a comedy fest. Like, I try to figure out, like, how does she even have these outfits? Like, tell us about your page, how you got started, and where do you find these outfits to match these people?
So I always tell people comedy is free therapy for me. It's my way to just get out, you know, my emotions and just kind of just be at peace. But I've been doing this since 2016. Far as the dances and all that stuff, that came during the pandemic accidentally, you know? So it's just something I stumbled across and it just so happened to stick. So I'm grateful for that. As far as the costumes go, literally I go everywhere. I go to resales. There's like different shops with theaters closed. They'll sell their costumes and props and things for really dirt cheap. And so I'll go to that, you know, just different things like that to find different costumes.
I promise you, every time I watch, I'm like, I know she ain't got this at home. Like, no.
I do. I literally have one room that just has clothes, like wardrobe and props and all that stuff in it. Yeah.
The funniest one to me is that it's like an Arabic dance and there's like a line of them and they're spinning around. I know you have a nut. And you had all like the whole, I forgot what they call it, but it was like a dress. And I was like, oh, shit, nah, ain't no way.
That is hilarious.
I sit and look at them and crack up. Then I got my daughter. I put my daughter on now. So it's like, she like, nah. She ain't no way she got these things at home, but
I do.
I know. Absolutely love it. Now, so is this what you do in addition to having like a regular 9-to-5?
You know what? I'm gonna say God has been so amazing to me because this is my 9-to-5. Actually, well, the social media platform is partial of my 9-to-5, but outside of that, I'm a contract worker where I direct for other people or, you know, write for other people, different things like that. Anything that's pretty much in the entertainment business, but God's been so good that it's been consistent enough for me to just do this for a living. So
that's amazing. That is wonderful. Now,
thank you.
I mean, a lot of people wish that can happen, but it's coming. They just got to be consistent like you.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Get all those outfits.
That now, part.
You hold so many titles: director, writer, producer, actress. Like, how do you do all of this and juggle the most important title of them all is being a mom? No, somebody probably called and saw the phone cut off. Can you hear me? You can't hear me. You gotta go out and come back in. Go out and come back in. Let me see if she. Knock out. Come back in. Go and come back in. So if you guys are tuning in, I'm speaking with Jazar Riches. Jazar is such a phenomenal young lady. She is a writer, producer. She does a whole lot in the film industry and also on Instagram. I don't know if we would say that she's, I guess she'll be considered a content creator. So trying to tell her to go out and come back. Okay, she got it. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you have any questions, please drop your questions in the question box on Instagram or drop it in the comments on Facebook and YouTube. And let's see if she's back. Are you back? Are you back? Are you back? No, she's not back yet. Cheryl says, and she can cook. Now that I didn't know. Okay. That is good. I like to eat, honey. Maybe we have to get her to make a meal for me. Hey, Talia. Thanks for tuning in. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. I can hear you. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. The sound had went out.
When somebody probably called your phone or text, it kicks you. It kicks you out.
That's so crazy. I can't. I said, get out.
I was trying to do this.
You was trying so hard. Tell her, get out, please.
I really was.
Sorry.
Somebody tell her. But yeah. Okay. So we were talking about your the most important title of them all is being a mom. Like, how do you juggle all of that?
Oh, baby. Okay. Because literally, I have boys. I have a 15-year-old who's going to be 16 this year, and I have an 8-year-old. Yes, and I have an 8-year-old who plays soccer, and my son is also an actor. So between their schedules and mine, it is, it's a job. But I'm blessed. What I do is, like, I literally get up in the morning, and I make a list of things that I need to do for the day, and I just check them off. You know, that keeps me on task for the most part.
Okay.
But yeah, being a mom, that obviously comes first. That's most important to me. Yeah, my babies.
And teenagers too. Oh my God.
Listen, my baby about to start driving training. My heart is in my throat. I'm just like, Lord.
No, trust me, you're gonna be like, you're not gonna drive anymore. Believe me, you're gonna be like, oh, you wanted to drive, you drive.
Yeah, that part.
Trust me, I have four and they all three of the four drive. The fourth one, I'm trying to get her to drive.
Yes, come through, Corey. That's the good life. That is the good life.
I don't like driving anywhere anymore. Like, no, y'all do it.
Yeah. But
so you said one of your boys are an actor. Is he one of the boys that's in The Birth of a Savage?
Yes.
Okay.
He's also in Fatal Dispatch. He was the one that took something from the store. Well,
That is so cool. I was like,
And then my youngest one, thank you. And my youngest one was in the opening. He was the little boy in the back.
In the back seat with the...
My babies.
That's y'all just, everybody doing it. Everybody
Yeah,
doing
listen, it. You got to earn your way around these parts, okay?
Hello, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, for sure. Now, being an actor is one thing. Yeah. But being a director and a producer is like a different thing. Which of the two would you, what's the difference between being a director and producer for those that may not know?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, I will say this, the benefits of being an actor director, it's a difference in my directing style. I feel like when you have experienced it, then you're able to coach it in a sense. Like, one of the things that's one of my favorite directors is Quentin Tarantino. And even though he's not a main actor, he has done a lot of acting. You know, that was something he started off doing first. And he's one of the people that I follow and study for the most part. But he got in there first so that once he's out there, he understands what he's telling them to do because he's done it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But far as the difference, I tell you what, one of them more comfortable than the other. I personally prefer being an actress. I like the fact that I get to just let someone tell me how they want it done and I execute, you know, versus being the one in charge and everything falls on you. It's on your shoulders. You're making sure you're executing this whole production. Cause what people fail to understand is the director's really over every job that's in the, you know, they're over the cinematographer. And when I say over, I mean, it's their job to make sure each of these departments are executing their vision, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so that's a lot to, you know, have to deal with or whatever. But, you know, I'm grateful for each position. I love them all, but acting technically is my favorite. So.
And it's so funny that Cheryl asked me the same thing. And Cheryl also said, you can cook. Now, I didn't know you could cook.
So she comes on my lives. I can't see the comments. So Cheryl, she must come on my lives. Oh, so on Wednesdays, I like to cook in my kitchen and just kind of kick the blues. Kind of have a little safe space for us to talk about whatever. But yeah, okay. I cook a little, you know. Something to do. this young lady likes to eat. That's the reason I like to eat.
Hello, that's what I'm talking about. I'm thinking about food and all that. She talked about it. I'm like, dang, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that late, but okay. Listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and dropping the questions. Miguel Planter is on here. Top Productions, I believe he's out of New York. We have quite a few people on, and my favorite girl, AG, the actress.
Hey, AG, how are you? AG. You get to see, let me do a quick plug, because you get to see AG in our new film coming out in this summer. So AG's in that. So yeah, AG.
What's the title? Can you share?
I can. It's called A Fan of Mine. So it's a another psychological thriller. It's about a celebrity that stalks her fan. So yeah, fun stuff, weird stuff, fun stuff.
Now you like that kind of stuff, because so did you write all the Shine too or no?
No, I didn't write all the Shine. I was just in it. Yeah, I was
okay. That was good. And then Birth of a Savage. So before we get into those, people don't know, or at least I don't think they know, that you are low-key educated too. Because you have a channel, like a kitty channel.
That's my baby. Like, most people do not know that. That's because right now I'm in the lab working on it. Like that, like this is how I picture myself sometimes, with this white coat and just this mad scientist in the lab cooking up something. But a lot of people don't know, but I do. This is like, this thing to me is bigger than everything else I've done. Yeah. It's my kids show. It's called Boxy Roxy, and it's on YouTube. And I absolutely,
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I got it.
It's fine. But I honestly, I can't express to you, because I know it came from God. Like, everything I do come from God, but I specifically watched him drop this particular project in my lap. And it's been such a blessing working on it. And I do believe it's going to be just amazing. And I just like that. It's something for the little people. Like, we don't really do a lot of stuff don't come out for the children out of my city. So I'm really excited about this project. So
I'm excited for you. You know I'm an educator. So if you want me
to come on, educator, let's get it.
I don't think I was like when I came out of the classroom, it's like, you should do something with education. I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oh my God, I'm kind of over it. Yeah. But when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. So, and now I have a grandbaby. So
it's grandbaby.
I want him to be able to see us doing, these things as well. So thank you so much for that. If you ever want any help, let your girl know, because
I need
you.
I want help. I want help.
Wimberly says Boxy Roxy. Yes.
Oh, yes. I love it. Thank you.
I don't know if working with Wimberly, if you're male or female, but she says, he or she says, I know
that's this Lydia. That's Lydia. That's Lydia.
I know this one. She's famous. She has millions and millions of views on TikTok and Instagram.
I cannot with her. Why is she like this? Why are you like this, Lydia?
Miguel says, keep making us laugh. He said, I love all your videos, but that Mary J video you did.
They love watching me get kicked off stage. I don't know why everybody likes violence towards me.
I was
they like the violence.
How come I don't ever play with something? You know better. And then the guy going, boo, that's what I'm talking about. Like, the outfits. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. Tosses, I'm happy for you and your continued success. Keep moving forward. I agree with you. That's how it feels. I feel it comes from God. Definitely, for sure. And that's why it's able to continue to grow and progress, because it's what he gifted you to do. So continue doing it. And we'll talk, because I'm down with helping you, girl, for sure.
Yes, please.
Now, you recently dropped a few films, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like to say my favorite or this one, but
you can.
She's like, you can't. All right. So first of all, I don't know. I gotta be careful when I say this, because some people might get offended, but you're very special.
Oh no, I thought you meant I thought you meant your favorite between the two. No, definitely don't say your favorite among. Don't do that. This community is too small. Don't do that.
So, take this out, guys.
I had a question. Algin.
Thank you, Emma.
If you wanted a hoe instead of a woman, a slut instead of a caring mother for your children, why not leave the woman and get with the slut so that the woman can find someone she truly loves?
You got one more time to call me a hoe and boom.
Let me think I should tell you guys something. I'm a trained fighter. Just thought I should put that out there.
What the hell? Elgin, you just gonna let her do this to me?
Yes. Oh, man.
You mean you're not gonna defend your slut's honor?
See, I normally wouldn't hit a woman, but I'm about to make an exception today.
Now, the funny part about that is, I don't know if you remember the Martin episode when he went in the ring and he fought and then his like face was
yes.
all when this yes. ended, I just knew he was gonna walk out looking like that. I was waiting to see him walk out, but he didn't.
That's hilarious.
That movie is The Birth of a Savage. If you guys have not checked it out, go check it out right now. Well, wait till after the interview. Yeah. On The Birth of a Savage. When I say Jazar, that was like my first time seeing you like act. Oh. And I was like, she's so special, girl. Like, you were so into it. Like, I was like, I wonder if she really, do you have training forever?
So I want to shout out Matt Ninja. He's on Instagram. He actually, him and his, I want to say their names right. Forgive me. So it was Matt Ninja and listen, forgive me. But they came and set up all this stuff in my yard. Literally, we had mats and everything in the yard, and they taught me all those different sequences, and I had to learn them in a day. So I only had like one day to learn all that stuff.
For real?
One day. And I had my other friend, John. He taught me some of the forgive me, because I'm literally trying to say what these are called. The help me. What is it? I don't want to say routine because that's a dance. The the fight. Let's just say the fight moves. But they had to teach me. They coordinated all of those stunts. That's what it was. Coordinating the stunts. They coordinated all those stunts. And I had one day to learn all those stunts. And I was so nervous on set because I was like, oh, this is going to look cheesy. I'm about to look like Knight of the Dragon, whatever that movie is.
No. You did it.
I took one day. Yeah, it took one day, and we was out there. We was like, all right, let's just get it. You know.
Oh my God, you did that. You definitely did
thank
that.
You. Again, I appreciate guys, it.
That is the birth of a savage. Make sure you check it out. Now, did you write that or you partner write?
Nope. Let me tell you what happened. So I wrote this at one of the darkest stages of my life. Like, I was going through a lot. And at the time I was in a hotel, Holiday Inn, sitting there with COVID. And I was like, I just want to write something. And that came to me. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. To me, it is one of my worst scripts. That is
really?
Like, let me explain, because to me, I know where the energy came from.
Okay.
The energy was dark. I was feeling a certain way. It's not that the message, I still stand by the message, because I'm an advocate for men. I am a big man. I am a big advocate for men.
Okay.
Not to say that I'm not for women, but it's just that I feel like that's a whole nother story, because I'm about to go off into something else. I just feel like, you know, it's one of the things like when you're, what happened? Where did I go? Okay. I was like, where does she go? But it's one of the things, like, you know, like little kids, adults have to advocate for little kids because, you know, that energy helps them get past whatever. I feel like if women stood for men and men stood for women, you know, we would advocate harder for each other, blah, 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 blah. That's a whole nother story. Give me on another day. But anyway, so that's partially why I wrote that. But the energy, like I said, was just from a dark place. So I don't feel like I put as much effort into it as I do my other scripts. So and what happened was we had some money on the table and it was like, we need a script now. And I was like, okay, well, the only one I really got right now is this one I've been kind of just playing around with, just kicking the blues with. And they like, yeah, that one. And I'm like, but I don't like it. And they like, no, we doing it.
So there's this thing where they say the things that you don't like the most are like the best or something to that effect.
Yeah, because so, it did well and I didn't expect it to. You know, I was like, I mean, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Absolutely loved it. It says when you're Queen Marat Rogers, she is a poet here in the city where I live, Port St. Lucie. She says when you're working in your divine gifts, there's nothing like it. I love that.
I love that too. That's really nice.
Yeah. She's a poet. She's so amazing. She also draws. Check her out on Instagram or Facebook, Queen Morat Rogers. All right. She's such a big supporter. I absolutely love her. I adore her. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And obviously everybody liked it as well, because I know that it was, it showed, for me, I probably looked at it 3 times. So I'm definitely.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I didn't even see it 3 times.
But it's funny, but it's like, okay.
Thank you. That means so much. I really do appreciate that. You don't even understand. Yeah. Your support has been amazing. You have been so supportive. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I don't want to say my favorite, but this one is really, really good, and it's very deep.
I know.
Why can't we just go?
Roll down your window, sir.
Gotta wait to see what these police officers are on.
Do you know how fast you were going?
I apologize, officer, but I'm in a rush because my son cut his hand and I'm trying to get him to the hospital.
Roll down your back window.
Here we go.
What happened to the young boy's hand, sir?
He cut his hand trying to cut an apple. He saw me cutting my apple, and he went into the kitchen to try to do the same thing. You know how kids get.
Sounds like a classic case of neglect. Why was your son in the kitchen without parental supervision?
I don't want to wait. Can we just go?
About to go in a minute. Sir, and I mean this with all due respect, can I please just get my warning or ticket or whatever you're gonna give me so I can get my son to the hospital?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't feel the child safe in your care.
What the hell? Can I just get my ticket so I can go, you fucking dick?
Who the hell do you think you're talking to like that, boy?
This hurts.
Listen, we're about to leave in a minute, all right?
Put your hands on the
officer.
Wheel right now.
Officer.
I said now.
Daddy, it hurts.
I got something for you, son.
Put your hands on the wheel right now. I said right now.
Officer. Whoa!
Well. And when I saw it, it was like, so first I think about the actors, the two Caucasian men. Like, I wonder how they felt doing it, because it's something that really happens by, you know, Caucasians or whatever. And just your son, now that I know it's your son, in the midst of that, you know, we see it on the news. It's like something that's really happening. Like, that was so deep to me. When you wrote this, how did you, what was your mindset to who you wanted to do those parts?
So usually I write with actors in mind, usually. Okay. But this particular project, I didn't. Honestly, because it's not like, especially the white, the Caucasian people that I'm associated with, none of them ring racist, you know what I'm saying? So that was one of the things I really had to just kind of audition people for. But this project was, so I did write it, but the story initially was a collaboration. My business partner and I, Role Design, he had came up with an idea, and he was like, hey, I think it'd be really dope for us to write a story about a Black couple being pulled over by some white cops. And I was like, okay, that sounds great. Now what? And he's like, well, yeah, you're the writer, figure it out. And I'm like, oh, okay. So for me, I didn't, so I was like, well, okay, that's, and a little bit about me, I really don't like any film that touch on race. Like, I have a hard time watching that stuff. Even though I do, like, I'll watch the Django or something of that nature. But for the most part, I don't really like films like that. 12 Years a Slave, all that stuff. But I was like, I understand the importance of still touching on it and talking about it. So I was like, okay, well, I want to add that dynamic and bring light to the fact that it's happening. But I don't want that to be the only subject matter here. I wanted to go a lot deeper. I wanted to touch on a lot of different things so that race is not the only thing that's played in the story.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's pretty much
It was so deep, but I don't want to give it away, especially if you guys have not watched it. Go check out Fatal Dispatch, like she said. And I'm so glad. Like, when I be watching these movies, the reason why I watch them so many times, because I try to find like the message. And I said that there's more than one message in that story. Like, you guys got to check it out. Trust me. It is like so daggone good. Like, what's the word I should say? I don't want to say your penmanship, but your wordsmithmanship with this is wild. It's crazy. It's
wild. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Yeah. It blew me because when I looked at it, I'm like, never expected it. Never. I usually be like, dang, I hate when a movie beat it. Dang, I know this is going to happen. Because what I thought was going to happen was way off. I was
really? Like, I love that. I heard that quite a bit, and that made me feel very great. Like, hear so many people say, I thought it was gonna go this way, but it went this way. Because I myself, in the same way, I watch movies with a hypothesis, a thesis, a statement, an ending, I come in with my whole little notebook, you know. So, and I'm one of those, my favorite genre films is psychological thrillers. So, I've been watching them since I was a child. Yeah, I've been watching them since I was a kid. So.
Yeah,
it was very fun to write one, you know.
It was good. You guys know I don't never like, I look at a lot of movies, but I don't talk about a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And so when I see one that I'm so like, it blew me. Trust me. You guys check it out. Let me make sure anyone on here. Movie name is Fatal Dispatch. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Wes. Yes, Wes. Yay.
Is he here? He's supposed to be. He's over there shooting a movie.
They're talking about him. Like he killed that role. He really did.
Okay, I thought he was on here. I could say, go on back over there and shoot the movie.
No. He's not on here. But yeah, he did an amazing job. Great.
Yes, he did.
Great job on choosing your the actors. That was good.
Real fast. So Fatal Dispatch is a remake of a one the first film we did was called Halts, which is Fatal Dispatch. But what happened was years later, we won awards and everything for this film. So years later, once we moved our equipment up and our skill sets and things, we decided to redo the film and we recast it. And it's nothing against my first cast. My first cast was amazing. But it's something different with this one. It was like, it almost felt like, I don't know if they had seen the film before and was like, okay, this is what we, and I don't think they have, because a lot of them said they'd never seen Hulk, but whatever it was, they just brought each of those characters to a level of realism that I never even imagined it could have been. Sick. So, like, I really want to shout my cast out, like Emery and Sierra and King and Gary. They are, and their dynamics to working with each other was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, they had such amazing chemistry together. Mm-hmm. So, I really want to shout all of them out. I appreciate each and every last one of them. Catherine Martinez, all of them. They were amazing. Just really, absolutely really amazing. Well.
It's Sierra for me. She just dropped.
Yeah, Sierra is amazing.
Like, yo, this girl is good.
She is a natural. And what a lot of people do not know about Sierra is that she is a goofball. Like, she really need to go ahead and do some comedy because she is funny. I cannot wait for y'all to see her comedic side. Like, her comedic side is just as amazing as her dramatic side. She's and their professionalism is, it's just. It's uncanny. It really is uncanny. Like, they really, they come professional. They come knowing their script. They come ready to work. They're easy to direct. I've had the best time working with these individuals.
Man, that's awesome. So if you guys are going to be auditioning for a role, you better go look at Fatal Dispatch. Get yourself together, because she's looking for, like, amazing. The funniest thing Sierra did for me was, and I say it to this day, was her in Dimes. D-Y-M-E-Z.
Yes, Dimes was hilarious. I was in the theater crying laughing.
I never said Chipotle. I always say Chip Hotel to this day. I still say she had me in that movie.
She is literally like, so fun fact, Sierra actually, her and I, not at the same time, went to the same theater group when we were younger, but we're different ages, so we were in the group at different times. But I found her on YouTube because she used to have a YouTube show that was hilarious.
Really?
So this was years ago, but just to see where she's come from and where she is now, she is absolutely a prize. Like, she really is wonderful. And so I just love this cast. I was so grateful to have worked with each and every last one of them. So
they did an amazing job.
They did.
But,
Thank you.
The writing is good, you're gonna have the right people to do it too.
Oh, thank you.
So with All That You Do and the films, and I didn't even know that that was an old movie. I wasn't able to be at the premiere, but who set all of that up? That was really cool.
You talk about the premiere? The
design, yeah. With the setting, I guess you would say.
Oh, yes. That would be Roe Design. Roe Design is also the cinematographer, the editor. He was a producer on this set. And his mind is very creative. So him and his partner, Dylan, they always thinking outside the box. Dylan is the gaffer. But he also is a filmmaker himself. So he does. Listen. If y'all want to see some Hollywood films in Detroit, please go check out Dylan's page. Like, I'm going to send them to you in our inbox so that you can see them. But this man does amazing. I'm talking about, we've done some things where we blowing up stuff and hanging from ceilings and all. That's a whole nother
thing. Yes.
I will. But Ro and Dylan together, they create masterpiece. And then I dare not forget about my executive producer. I'm sorry, I'm outside, so I'm watching my surroundings. Don't mind me.
I got you.
Yeah, but I dare not forget to mention my executive producer, Dewan Ford. Dewan Ford he is amazing. That is big bro for me. Like, when no one else believed in us, Ro and I have been doing these films for years, and we would ask for people to believe and invest and whatever, and Dewan didn't even question it. It was like no answer. It was just like, okay, well, let's get it. And he's been rocking with us ever since, and he is definitely God sent, and I appreciate him. Words can't express. I appreciate him so much. So just him believing in our films, and just, he's amazing. A team player. He really is.
I love the one. His spirit
is just so kind.
Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, he always checks and make sure you're good. You need anything. Mind you, I'm way down here in Florida, but he's amazing. I enjoyed interviewing him as well too. But we do have some things to do together, so I'm so excited. I love
it. That's good.
He's really, really, he really wants, like, you know, people be like, I want you to win. No.
Yeah.
For me, he honestly, truly, really does. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely. So, undoubtedly.
Yes, shout out to you, Dewan Ford. We love you. Now, before we close, you know, I always do a game, but I also always ask everyone, what's a question that you always get asked, whether it's, let's just say dealing with film.
Okay, with film, because I was going to say, if it's with the videos, the same question you ask, do you really have all those clothes? That is the question.
They do.
With film, it's always that. Mm-hmm. The question I always get with film, obviously, is can I be in your next movie? And so to answer that question for anyone that might be wondering, yes, because I'm always looking for new faces. I'm always looking for... You know, so we always post our auditions and things of that nature. But outside of that, the question I always get the most,
that's good if you don't have any, because some of the crazy things I've been hearing is like, they really ask y'all that? So that's a good thing.
They just really ask, can they be in the next film? That's pretty much the most common question. Yeah.
Okay. And what can we look forward to that just died? I mean, we know we're going to look forward to your videos on IG, but.
Yeah, that part. I like my kids show. Absolutely be looking on the lookout for that. Boxy Roxy is. Yeah, that's the project I'm working on the hardest this year. But I am working on a series, a sitcom. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm actually going to take all these serious actors that y'all think ain't goofy and put them in the most goofiest place so you guys can see them in rare form. So, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I cannot wait. Guys, if you're tuning in, I am speaking with Jazara Richards. If you don't follow her, make sure you go follow her now on Instagram at Jazara Richards, JEZARRICHES. Lydia says, I just love Jazara. She's an amazing person and an awesome friend.
I love Lydia. I love you, Lydia. She is so sweet. That is my friend. She is so sweet. I love her.
I like that. Now, if you guys have any questions, you can go ahead and still drop them in the question box. I'm going to go right on in to.
It's a real game. Okay, game time. All right.
So, you know, I ask a series of questions. Would you rather? So you can say A or B, and you don't have to explain why, but if you feel like you want to, you may. So I'll be like, you want chocolate or vanilla ice cream? You say vanilla. Vanilla is my favorite, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, so
you ready? Okay, that's cool. That's yes, I'm ready.
This is how it's funny because people be like stomped a little bit.
Okay.
Would you rather IG or TikTok?
IG. Okay.
Would you rather have the ability to be invisible or to read people's minds?
Ooh, read people's minds. Literally, can you please? Okay. What are you thinking about? What is that real? Yeah, that part.
Would you rather a visit from Freddy Krueger on your street or play with the doll Chucky?
I'm gonna say Chucky because I can take Chucky. It ain't no taking Freddy Krueger. That's not happening. You're not taking Freddy. Okay.
That's funny. Would you rather be a teenager your whole life or a 34-year-old adult?
34-year-old adult.
Okay.
Of course, because you know you get to still run your own shit.
Yeah. Would you rather watch Living Single or A Different World?
You got some tough ones. Okay. Oh, Different World. Oh, that was a hard one. That was a good one.
Would you rather visit a Caribbean island or an Asian country?
Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Would you rather seafood or lemon pepper wings?
I'm gonna have to say seafood, but not because I like seafood more. It's just because you put lemon pepper on the wings, and I like my wings without lemon pepper. Lemon pepper. I would have said wings had that not been in the plan.
Okay. Fried dry. What they say? Fried dry. Fried hard.
Yeah.
Would you rather play board games or watch movies?
Watch movies.
Would you rather be on a dating show or a survival show?
Oh, survival show.
Yeah. Would you rather have a 1 minute conversation with your 13-year-old self or your 18-year-old self?
Okay. This is a good one. So give me a second. I do 13. I have more to know. It would have to be 18 because that's a lot more happened then. 18.
Okay. I just had to
That was a serious thing for me.
Yes, I see. You was really like analyzing.
I was like, okay, because then more things happen. Then you got a lot more to say. Yes, definitely.
Right, exactly. And the final question is, would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
A rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a rewind. Because what are we pausing for? Well, just still got to push play. It's going to go right where I left off at. Yeah, let's definitely rewind. Let's take that back.
Run it back. I like that.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of my show. I always tell people if there was no you, there would be no me. And to my audience as well, thank you guys for continuing to rock with me. Make sure when this interview drops, you share this out. Tell somebody to go check out Jazar at Jazar Riches on Instagram. Is it the same on TikTok?
It's Jazar Riches everywhere.
Across the board, okay? And that's her real name, okay? That's her real name.
That's my real name.
Let's speak into that. You guys always know in order for any platform to function, we need sponsors. We can take donations as well, too. So we always need sponsors for the upkeep and, of course, to promote the business that sponsors the show. So if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for our next episode, please visit the website at www.thecoryloveshow.com. And if you're not already following me, you're new to the show tonight, make sure you follow me and follow my girl Jazar. All right.
Thank you. I want to say thank you so much for having me. You have been amazing. You've been so supportive. Like, I remember the first time I seen you just come to all the way to, and I didn't know you was all the way in Florida, by the way. But I was like, I knew she ain't from here, but she always come and support, and I appreciate you. And I am going to push your page. I'm going to let people know about you. And thank I just you. Want to say I'm sticking to the plan.
Yes.
And thank you again for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Thank you. So to all y'all already know, guidance, blessings, and love, everyone. Yes. Good night.
Good night. See you later.